7:46 is our time. Time for Kevin Clark Business Minute, presented on 1450 WHTC by the Clark Wealth Advisors of Raymond James, offering a broad spectrum of financial advisory services designed to help clients invest wisely for the future. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. And Mr. Clark, good morning. Good to have you aboard, sir.
Well, good morning.
Glad you were here. And big news from the Fed just over the past 12 hours. What's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, we've been waiting for Ben Bernanke's replacement, and of course there's been controversy on that, as Larry Summers was the leading candidate the president wanted, but Democrats in the Senate were blocking that. And so Janet Yellen really has emerged as the most likely candidate, and of course all of the news saying that the president will be nominating her to be the next Fed chairman, starting the end of January when Ben Bernanke steps down. I think the significance behind that is that she really has been, you know, working very, very closely with Fed Chairman Bernanke. And when you look at the current quantitative easing program and the $85 billion worth of bonds that the Fed is buying every month, it's hard to look at Janet Yellen as the new chairperson who would change that policy. And
right.
So I think for most stock investors, you know, this is probably a positive over the next couple of quarters, as, you know, the continuation of $85 billion a month being created should continue to give a little bit of boost and a little bit of a floor for stock prices. So, you know, we'll have to see what that news does today. You know, obviously we are in a very tense time for the market. We have seen about a 600-point sell-off since last week, as we've shut the government down, and now we're going to debate the debt ceiling. And, you know, I think the government standoff is embarrassing. I think disappointing. I think I've heard all kinds of words in the last week from all kinds of people. You know, it's one of those things. The president's position is certainly unsustainable. John Boehner's position is unsustainable. Harry Reid's position is unsustainable. So, the fact of the matter is there will be an agreement. I don't know if that agreement comes next week or the following week, but there will be an agreement. And so for investors, you have to remain somewhat patient. You have to be somewhat cautious. But there will be, you know, some sort of a stock rally when this is over. The only question is from what level. You know, we've seen about a 6% pullback in the market now, which has actually been quite orderly.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at markets, we're hitting all-time highs. This is really looking like a normal correction. It just happens to be, you know, with a backdrop of a complete dysfunctional Washington. And so, you know, when you look all through all of that, you have to start looking at the earnings. Corporate earnings are going to be very important. We don't know what this current little time here with a government shutdown is going to do for corporate earnings in the fourth quarter. But, you know, the markets are always looking well out in front of that. So I think at some point we'll start to focus on the fundamentals. We'll start focusing on the fact that the Fed is probably going to be dovish much longer than people thought, which could be positive for stocks. And So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we have to hold our nose and just wait for Washington to figure it out, but they will.
They will. They always do. It's going to take a little extra time, but they will.
Yep.
Happened
exactly
before,
right,
and probably happen again, unfortunately.
Yeah, maybe we need Russian President Vladimir Putin to rescue our domestic policy as well.
Or the Chinese to just lend us more billions of dollars,
yeah,
you know. All right, Kevin Clark.
Point in time.
What's
maybe
that?
The adults will get in the room.
Yes, hopefully. All right, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Kevin Clark joining us right there from the Raymond James Wealth Advisors here in Holland. Steps by here every Wednesday morning.